Skylar Smith was helping build a bookshelf for a class project at the Haines School when the accident happened. As she was cutting a piece of plywood, the table saw hit a knot, causing the wood to shoot back.
And when I went to dodge it, my hand went through the saw. I didn't really realize it happened until I had looked at my classmate's face at the time, and he looked terrified.
The saw completely severed Smith's middle finger from her hand and left the ring and index fingers only partially attached. Local medical services in Haines rushed to stabilize Smith before she was medevaced to Seattle. After 8 hours of surgery, her fingers were reattached. Smith says she was surprised to learn how common her injury was. Each year in the U.S., thousands of people lose their fingers while operating table saws. She started reading online about how other people in the U.S. had been affected by these injuries.
Sadly, a lot of people didn't, they'd share their story, but it wasn't positive. It was like, well, now, what do I do? And it would be so easy to go down that path. They let it affect their life forever, and that wasn't what I wanted.
Instead, Smith used her injury as inspiration for her work with the Alaska Association of Student Governments, or AASG.
My friend tells me, well, you should present a resolution about table saws. That way this doesn't happen again.
Smith drafted a resolution encouraging schools in Alaska to purchase new safe table saw technology. After her accident, the Haines School acquired two new saw stop tables with help from the Haines Women's Club. The blades carry a small electrical signal that changes when it contacts skin because the human body is conductive. The change to the signal activates the safety system, stopping the blade in less than 5 milliseconds. The technology is expensive, but Smith found out there is funding available for it through the federal Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Act, which schools across Alaska already use.
It is created solely to help with vocational classes. Our school helps with cooking, computer classes, and wood shop and shop.
The AASG unanimously adopted the resolution at its conference in April, and now Smith's initiative is getting some attention from the state of Alaska. After writing a letter to the Department of Education and Early Development about her resolution, the department's commissioner, Michael Johnson, wrote back expressing support. Johnson explained that the state is working on a new plan for Perkins Act funding.
They have to make a new plan to keep that funding for that act going. So he invited me to help out with the crafting of that in the public processes.
Even though the safety features at the Haines School work great, she strongly recommends learning to operate the tables safely. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.